What's going on, everybody? Jesse here from Old City Sports Network and Flyers Alley. Just making sure you guys are heading over to oldcitysports.com, checking out all of our wonderful podcasts, articles, merch, so much more. Check out all of our wonderful sponsors. They all have promo codes. Check them out. Do your shopping. Do yourself a favor. Head over to oldcitysports.com. See you guys.
It was a saxophone, but I was like, wait a minute, what the
fuck? Yeah. What's going on, everybody? Jesse from Flyers Alley. Along with me, as always, Wade, Corey, Chris is here for episode 17 of season 6 of Flyers Alley. What's been going on, Corey? It's been, haven't seen you all week.
Working.
Yeah, doing the old work job.
Having fun at what used to be a refinery.
It's closer.
Yeah, it's not Quaker Town anymore. Man, thank God for that.
Fucking plus, right? Yeah. Brandon Pauls checks in. Yeah, okay. Wade, what's going on? How are things?
Things are going well. Things are going well. Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Lynn's made a bunch of literally four dips, and we have nobody coming over.
I was going to say, you guys aren't really NFL. No. You guys are more college.
So that's like breakfast, lunch for the next 4 days for it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Kurt chimes in. What's up, boys? Kurt, did you catch that intro? I did that for you, brother. I thought you were going to be here, but you're not. Kurt's laid up still. Maybe Wade, see him. Maybe.
Wade, by the way, I like the hat.
The trucker hat?
Yeah, I like the hat. Nice.
What is it? I can't really see it.
Flyers.
Flyers.
Oh, yes. Rachel chimes in, can never have enough dips. It's true. And Kurt fucking loves it. See, I knew he was going to like it. I'm a fan. I think it's kind of weird that they play that in the locker room after a win.
Is it a step up from the Mac Miller like 6 years ago?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. I like the Squirtle thing. I'm a fan of that.
There could be other ones. It could be worse. It could be better.
Well, it's been a winning week. So, you know, We were one off of what we thought it was going to be last week. So, but before we jump into this bad boy, make sure you guys like us on Facebook at facebook.com/FlyersAlley, on Twitter at FlyersAlleyPod1, and Instagram at FlyersAlley. And go to our YouTube page, Old City Sports Network. Make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com, old spelled O-L-D-E, for your favorite Philadelphia-based podcast articles and merch. We do have merch up there. We have to switch some things around, I feel. But we do have some stuff going on up there. And like I always say, the OCSN landline is on. So if you guys want to call in and tell us what you're thinking about this week with the Flyers, it's a pretty successful week. So give us a call in. And
speaking of merch, like I said, I had Dad over to watch the game last night because if it's not on Comcast, I'm not paying for it.
What was the real problem? It was the whole
Hulu, ESPN Plus, so. I have all that.
I know. So did you? I had to do something real weird last night. I had to keep every time a commercial break happened, I had to reload it every single time.
I had one break in between the second and third period where it blacked out for like a minute, and then boom, it came back on.
Not a big deal. I mean, keeps me on my toes.
But I pulled out the glasses. We were, you know, we ordered pizza from Dan last night, and pulled out a glass, and Dad looks in, and he goes, "Fuck is this?" It's Kate Smith glass. I said, "What?" I said, "You don't like it?" He goes, "She looks real young in this picture."
Yeah, I mean,
I said, "It's still." I said, "It's still Kate Smith." He was like, "Oh, Cool.
Yep. Order one. Get in there. Order one. Use promo code. What is it? I don't remember what it was now. I just had it up on the screen. Use promo code Philly in all caps for 10% off site wide. There we go. Kurt says he loves the shirt. Yeah, I'm ready for summer. We're
60 degrees yesterday in my ass. It never even came close.
Yeah, I don't think it did. The kids were out front playing, but we're getting ready to rent our beach house for the week in July or June, whatever it is. I'm done with winter. And then I get an alert on my phone that there's about to be more snow.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't believe it. But anyway, so with that being said, we do have a comment. Amanda Nicole, I always get blacked out even though I pay for ESPN Plus.
Oh, Amanda. Got it. Used to play hockey for Chai.
Amanda.
Frederick.
I feel like I know that name.
She's a year older than me, so she's what? Year, 2 years behind you.
I'm fucking old. So
shut up.
You know what it is. Anyway, let's get it. I got something for you here.
That was F you to me. Yeah. I'm sure it was. So be it.
Not really. You know, other than hearing torts in my ear, but no, it's just, you know, I thought, you know, I think all year we've been under control.
So be it. That's part of it. But that's what I like about him, though. He's a crusty old pro, and he's a huge part of this. Let me tell you something. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, how he's handled this year after taking 2 years off.
I think Torch likes Couturier.
Crusty old.
Crusty. I'd be pissed if he called me crusty. Amanda said, shut up, Corey. And Colin said, what's up, gentlemen? Happy Sunday. Love the shirt, Jesse. Look, you guys don't know me in the summer. This is all I wear. I'm actually going to start wearing it to work and see how they feel about it.
Who cares?
I don't give a fuck. I'm not one of them that cares. So.
By the way, Colin is praying today is the day that
Ashley
goes into labor.
Ah. Okay, well,
I'm still saying like Wednesday.
You know what speeds that up, right?
What's that?
Yeah, yep.
You know, what you guys that know what speeds that up, right?
Yes, I do.
And not having one?
That would slow it down.
Oh, that's not having one.
That slows it down a lot.
Well, you don't have that problem.
Good old exercise. Good old exercise.
Yeah, I was gonna say something else, but
yeah, so was I.
He was trying to give me. I feel like you were trying to engage me there because I was gonna say
I was because
you know
because you got the music going, you got the shirt going, you know.
Yep.
So Wade says exercise, so he comes at the fat kid. Got you.
No, Jesse with the decked out.
Awesome. I love the shirt. Anyway, let's get in some marathon. They messaged me too. Alley Talk is brought to you by Fanatics. Go to the link in the description. Click on the link that ends in /the alley and use promo code 24SHIP for free shipping for 24 hours. We're going to get into some things here. So we got the first thing I got on the docket here is Risto to Toronto. Kurt, I know you're out there. So, you know, I know you're supposed to be here. So you're going to have some good things to say. We're also going to get into the games that we obviously won this week and then, you know, so on and so forth. So, Wade, you, Risto to Toronto, what are your thoughts on that? The return, what we should be asking, what you think we're going to be asking, and what you would want back from Toronto. And if you think it's another team, too. Yeah, throw that in there.
I don't think it's going to happen. If anybody, I believe it's going to be Edmonton. They just need anything. They just need any help up there. And I think they might have a little bit more cap room. I don't want to pull it up yet, so because I'm still sharing it out. But
yeah. That's more important.
I think I got blocked by Edge of Philly. It's not letting me share it.
No. Fuck them. It's funny you say that. I was scrolling through
it's
Twitter.
A little Fanatics. Fanatics page, but that's it. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I noticed that there was another, I'm not going to name names, but it's calling out somebody. an outlet. It's a picture of Danny B from.
I sent it this morning.
Did you see what?
Saying something about credentials.
Uh huh. Yeah.
I sent that out this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my boy Hoagie from Pod Street Bullies.
Yeah, that's the one I took a screenshot of it and sent it out this morning.
I wanted to message him and be like, warranted, this isn't you talking about us. I'm in on board with it. And he liked it, and he wasn't talking about us. But hey, we're not done yet. It's not going to fucking go away. So you don't think it's going to be Toronto? You think it's going to be Vancouver? What do you think the return is going to be?
Not Vancouver. Edmonton.
Oh, Edmonton. Oh, Edmonton. Oh.
Edmonton. I mean, yeah, yes, they're playing better, but they're just all offense. Their defense is like you got one good line with Ekholm and Nurse.
Nick Benninger from the Old City Sports Network hockey team. Risto and Cooch straight up for Matthews seems extremely reasonable.
Jesse.
I was debating on that or the buzzer. And Kurt says, I think Vancouver, but we'll have to take Myers in the trade, but that means a higher draft pick plus prospects. Okay. So Edmonton, and what did you say coming back? Sorry, did you say anything that was coming back?
No, I just think they would need the help with Ristolainen. Okay. He's more of a stay at home defenseman. He can put up points, but he's traditionally a stay at home, especially under Tortorella.
So if I'm getting from Edmonton, I want Ryan Nugent Hopkins in return. I know that's not. I'm just saying any trade. That's the only person on their team that I would really want. That's reasonable. They're not going to let go of Draisaitl, at least not yet. They're not going to let go of McDavid, obviously. I don't want Darnell Nurse. Everybody has this hard on for Darnell Nurse. He's fucking absolutely horrible with that contract he has. I forget.
What kind of obsession is that?
Oh, dude, there's some obsessions that I'm getting into today.
I see
today.
His name popped up quite a bit with them, but I don't get, you know, what's the hard on with him?
I have no idea. People were just not ballot Hall of Fame, but like he's a defenseman. And I just don't see it. I don't like him either. I may do it.
Fair. Here.
But they don't have much. They don't have much on their team that I would really want besides like the hot take. So, I would want Ryan Nugent Hopkins in any trade, but it's not coming back for the wrist though. I mean,
well,
plus we're gonna have to probably retain some of his salary. I mean, he's gotta.
And then I think if that were to happen, Risto to Edmonton for Nugent Hopkins, there's somebody else thrown in from our end to go.
Kurt says $9 million for someone that plays like dog shit. Exactly, he's got to be talking about Darnell Nurse because that's what
is that when he gets paid.
Yeah, yes, he does.
Yeah,
$9 million.
Yeah.
He was one of the top
who was the GM up there that was doing crack that signed him to that.
Well, they also had Mike Smith in the fucking goalie for that long. So I mean, Corey. Risto to Toronto. What's the or do what Wade just did? I like that better too. Where do you think he should be going, and what's the return?
In the chance that he does go to Toronto, we're gonna have to eat some of that contract.
Yeah,
we'll have to eat some of it.
You'd have to eat a lot of it because they have zero room.
Yeah,
or they'll probably eat 75% of it. Maybe 50, but 75. Roughly.
By the league standards, 50 is the max, but there's always that side door deal that you can always do.
Yeah. I can't see him going to Toronto because I just can't. You know, my dad sent me a message the other night, you know, oh, Risto's sick. I said, I would be too if I was rumored to be traded to Toronto.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, any of the Canadian markets at this point, I mean,
Edmonton's a thought. It's, you know, for some reason we kind of have this nice little relationship going now with Anaheim. You know, maybe he goes out there. Very unlikely.
Kurt's saying a 3-team trade for Risto, though. That's a tall order. That's what we need to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting into that because that's a lot of thinking. That
that's a whirlwind.
I don't feel like doing that right now.
I don't. I don't really think anything's going to really come of it. Like I said,
I don't think so either.
I don't, you know, the basically the standing order right now is everybody keeps talking about Sealer. Everybody keeps talking about Walker. Everybody's talking about Lawton. Now Risto pops up with what the last 7 to 10 days to Toronto or whatever it is.
It is Toronto too.
I get it. Yeah. But what I'm saying is though, is Sealer's not going to go anywhere.
I got a good take on that. Yeah. Keep kicking. Yeah.
I don't think Risto is going to go to Toronto. I mean, I'm sure you have the other topics of what potential trade rumors and everything.
I got a couple.
I just don't see it because
I actually have a lot. I just realized I have a lot.
Well, there's six guys in the rumor for trades.
I know.
You know what I mean? And plus we now have what, a little over 5 million freed up in the cap.
I think that's
non-roster.
I think that's what it is.
Like 5.11 or something like that.
Wait, you got to check on that. I think it is. I think it's around 4.
I pulled up Toronto Maple Leafs. I was looking at their prospects. I'm sorry.
But
you're good.
And
Kurt's out there. Kurt, do it.
For this right now, I just don't see it.
Kurt says 7 to 9 million. We have 7 to 9 million to work with, or 7.9 million to work with.
Okay.
With Carter Hart being on that list.
It was just under the $8 million. And okay. I kind of had the speculation of, you know, okay, we have that kind of room in the off season. I know it would not surprise me. Walker gets a contract. Sealer gets a contract. You know, it's the whole Oprah Winfrey. Well, you get a contract. You get it.
Well, it's crazy because, like, so, I mean, I don't want to talk. Let me talk about the Risto one first. I don't think Risto is going to go anywhere because there's nothing. We're not going to be able to get anything like that we need right now for Risto. So if we do trade Risto in a perfect world, we trade Risto and get what we want from the Walker trade, so we don't have to trade Walker. So we're going into the playoffs here, and we're in a good spot here. I mean, a real good spot as of right now. It could change, you know, but at the same time, like I've been saying to you guys in the group chat, and I've been trying to preach everywhere I can, like you really have to start thinking about the playoffs now. I'm not saying we're going to win the Stanley Cup. Don't try to twist the words. But we can make a dent in the playoffs. We could. All you have to do is get in, and then anything could happen. So, say we do make it deep. We need Walker. I mean, so I don't. If there's a way to get rid of someone or get someone out that alleviates the want that we want from Walker, I think we should do it. Walker trade is the next thing that I'll talk about. So, but with Risto, I don't think he's going anywhere. Tim Zytel, our boy, this guy may be joining the network soon with Evan on center ice, by the way. Right. Who cares about playoffs?
What?
You'll understand.
Playoffs?
You'll understand. It's fucking Tim. Thanks for coming in, Tim. Well, I think he's a New York Rangers fan, if you correct me if I'm wrong. It's Tim. The Walker trade. Let me go to Corey first with this one. Your thoughts on it with the whole everything in the spectrum of the playoffs, the want, where he should go if he's going to go anywhere. Okay, Tim says I start Wednesday. Yes. Okay, so Evan has a co-host for Center Ice. So
very nice.
There we go.
Shut the f- up.
Continue. There you go. Walker in a nutshell. There you go.
Except nothing less than a first round. The guy has proved that he's played every single game this year. He's stood up. He's done what he's had to do. He's already got a career high in average ice time. He's already got a career high in assists and points in a season. Not 100% sure, but I think they said he's in top three of his plus minus in his career already for this year. So this is a big year for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, he meshes real well with the team.
What do you think his ask is for him to stay?
$3.25 million.
That's not bad. If you get that, you gotta hang on to that.
I lock him in.
Yep.
I basically, the way I looked at it is I really think TK is going to get himself one too, but he's going to be around probably 8 mil.
Yep.
Sealer, I think I really think Sealer might be a bigger tag too.
When it comes to Sealer, I'm telling you that the point is that he's trying to retire. I mean,
but
you're convincing a guy that wanted to retire when Chuck Fletcher convinced him to stay and come to Philly. Now he's how many years past that now? Two years, a year, whatever it ends up being. And it's just, I have to get into this. Hold on. Tim says, what do you think about trading Kako? What do you think they can get for him? Probably fucking nothing, dude, because the dude hasn't done shit. Kapo Kako is probably one of the biggest fucking busts in that draft class. I mean, even Alexis Lafreniere, whatever his name is, he's been solidifying a little bit. Kako, I mean,
and his
talk about Rangers now, is that what's happening?
Lafreniere is not even really, you know,
but he's doing more than Kapo Kako. Yeah,
he's producing, but he's not exactly lighting the world on fire for what he was
supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't want him in fantasy. I'll tell you that right now. Kiss my whole ass.
I really don't. I don't think Walker goes anywhere either.
Kurt says handshake deal, trade him and sign him in the offseason. We'll ask for 4 million, probably
3.5-4 million. Okay.
So, and Tim Zytel says he would trade both of them away. Hey, look, it's a realistic fucking Rangers fan. Imagine that.
Who thunk it? Who'd have thunk it?
If
he goes anywhere, it's I'm asking. And that's you know, Torch said it the best. I forget exactly.
He said we'd be stupid. We'd be dopes.
We'd be dopes not to listen or
they don't want. You know what's funny about that quote is that it's being pressed out.
Mass shared or
I'm trying to think of the word. Like it's being sent out there. No, it's being that statement from Torts. There was a first half of that statement that wasn't fucking pushed out again. And it said, I don't want to get rid of him, but we'd be dopes not to. It's just, we'd be dopes not to.
Yeah, that was what was quoted. But, you know, it's like I said, though.
So fucking stupid.
It's like I said 2 weeks ago. It doesn't cost anything to listen and entertain a thought of what you're going to get for someone.
Right.
If somebody calls you and they throw a huge deal on the table for Lawton, Risto, Walker, Sealer, you know, whoever. Maybe Cal Peterson, but
we'll get in that.
But I'm saying though, if somebody throws a big offer on the table and it's like one of those too good to be true type deals, you really have to. It doesn't cost anything to listen.
Yeah,
on offers.
Well, I think that's the most that's happening anyway. Is that they're literally listening on everybody, and then the media grabs it and like, oh my god, they're doing this and that.
Yeah, they're taking it and run.
But they said, they were answering the phone on everybody. That doesn't mean that they're going to trade everybody away, which is interesting.
Or anybody.
Yeah. Wade, your thoughts on Walker. What do you think? Kurt already said handshake agreement.
Right. Back. I pulled up his stats. So far, he's almost tied his career high in points.
Almost.
And even still, I only see like maybe a $3 million or if you want to slightly overpay for him, then keep him. And
get him trading
him, I wouldn't want to trade him. I like him. I like a little faster guys, but I mean, he throws his body around a little bit, so I don't see him going anywhere. I mean, yes, we'll listen. And if we have to part ways with him, no less than a first. Just because everybody else is overpaying everywhere else.
Yep.
Look at Monahan. Look at Lindholm.
I have Monahan in fantasy. I think I still do.
No, you don't.
No, I just trade him. Yeah. He's gone. In reality, though, he was better on the Canadians than he is on the Jets now because he's on a different line. He's just not performing. That's why I was like, yeah.
But
straight to the airport. Get out of here.
The trades that have been made, though,
I don't know what to talk about.
It's overpaid.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, That's the thing too, is you gotta think about the playoffs. I don't want him to go anywhere. I think I said it last week. I would rather see like Cam York go. There are other guys that you could send that could, like I said, alleviate the want for Walker.
Why would you want to trade York?
What I'm saying is there's other people I would start entertaining than getting rid of Walker, like York, like what's his name, Ristolainen, like they're talking about. There's other people that I would talk about before I would get rid of Walker. But I understand what they're saying. I'm looking at the playoffs. I am. We're that close. Why not start entertaining it? I started doing it in fantasy.
Well, you know, it's last night, what was it? The Canes lost, the Islanders lost, and the Penguins lost?
Yeah. They're below us.
Those three teams losing really does help us, especially in one night.
Yep. Tom McGuire checks in. Gents, how we doing? Oh, there you go. Get a little closer there, buddy.
Tomas.
I think that they could figure out something to keep Walker. People want him. That's great.
Meshes in with the team.
Yeah. I wouldn't fuck up what's going on right now. I would figure something else out personally. Anybody else got anything else on Walker?
Michael, did you hear any teams that were rumored to kicking the tires at Walker, or was it just in general?
Everybody's, you know what? I could tell you right now. I do have them. I've seen it a couple times. It's nothing.
Did I or did I not hear Boston was interested in him?
Yeah, let me get to this. It's gonna take me a couple seconds to get to where it is.
To me, very interesting with Boston.
There we go. All right, hold on. Give me 1 minute.
So you said you thought you heard Boston. I was thinking, like, you know, the Rangers, they're, I mean, yeah, they're still doing good, but they could use help with puck moving defensemen.
I mean, really, what do they got? I mean, they got Adam Fox on the blue line, which is
a little addition to the trade deadline. The Ducks are taking calls on Gibson. Just saying.
Not surprised.
Risto is the Stars, Canucks, and Maple Leafs.
The Stars,
apparently, yeah.
I'll take Robertson.
The Lightning, Risto
for Robertson and a pick. Bring it on.
Let me see. I definitely
Flyers got like 9 picks between the first and second round. Let one of them go. Give me Robertson.
I did see somebody else was talking about Flurry.
Flower power, huh?
Yeah.
Well, then we bring that up last episode.
Walker's Jersey, Colorado.
Jersey?
And Colorado, yeah.
I thought I heard Boston in there.
It may have been. There's been a couple.
I mean, he's a commodity. Teams will want him. It's just, what do you have in return?
Let me find it here.
You can tell that the Flyers are not actively shopping these guys. Guys are the other teams and organizations and general managers and yada yada. They're coming to the Philadelphia. I think you sent it to us the other night. How many like general managers and scouts were at the Flyers game? What was it? Was it Wednesday night?
I didn't send that.
I think 6 or 7 teams that we shared that somebody shared.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good chunk of teams looking at whoever. Or if you're even looking at doing some kind of package deal or a three team trade, is a whole lot to think about
now. That's what I got. So you guys
usually move on three team long trades. You know, usually people throw in teams like, you know, fucking the Coyotes. They always seem to be involved with three team trades. Dumb shit.
Oh, and so. Columbus has been pretty good at that the last couple of years too.
Well, yeah. Proby.
Who's on the market too, from what I've heard?
Yeah, he wants out.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, come on, dude.
Just not
that. The grass isn't greener, motherfucker. Kurt says the Oilers and the Lightning. Can we move on to Lawton?
Lawton.
Yeah. So apparently Lawton is being projected as worth a first round pick. I'm going to go right in and say I don't think that's true. But if they can get it done, I mean, playoff team. I was arguing with this guy, Leslie Gibbs, I think his name was, on Flyers Talk. And I don't think it's true that it's happening. I think it can happen. I don't think it's true that he's worth that, only to playoff teams. Yeah. to playoff teams, to a wild card team that wants to get into the playoffs, they would absolutely do that. Calgary is one of those teams. They're right on the outside looking in. So, I mean, I think you could get a desperation first round pick for Lawton for a team that's literally trying to get into the wild card. Any of the other teams? No fucking shot. No way. Wade, thoughts?
The whole reason why I think we can get more than a first is because a few years ago, Tampa Bay Lightning, like I said towards the end of the last episode, Tampa Bay overpaid for a player. I want to say it's Brandon Hagel.
Oh, Brandon Hagel, yeah. Yeah, that's going down in history.
That was drastic, you know, overpay. Yeah.
But he's doing pretty good, though, for Tampa. I mean, he's with Tampa, so I mean, he's surrounded by, you know, future Hall of Famers. But like I said, they overpaid for him. They gave two first-rounders for a guy that doesn't kill penalties. Well, I mean, he might now, but he doesn't kill penalties. He honestly, in my opinion, I think he's more of a liability, but what do I know?
You're talking Lawton.
No, Hagel. I'm still talking about Hagel.
Okay.
And then, you know, Lawton, you know, he's, you know, plays all positions, you know, wing, center, kills penalties. He could be that, you know, the little plunger up front for on the power play if you want to put him there. He doesn't have the size, but he's got the fucking hard nose to get there. So,
Tommy checks in, says, I don't think Torts is willing to let him go. He called him the glue. And Kurt says, centers are a hot commodity. Trade Lawton. I like Poehling a lot. Yeah, Poehling's definitely living off to his contract.
Yeah.
Corey, what do you think about Lawton?
Lawton for a first. It's a stretch, but so far from what we have been talking about, teams are overpaying.
Mm.
So it could be a possibility. If it's not for a first, okay, then what are we getting in return?
Right.
If you're going to trade me an able-bodied player already, what are you going to get? Are you going to get your best player in the minors, or are you going to get, you know, another? Are you going to get a third line center?
Right.
You know, it all depends on what. Like I said, if you can get the first, freaking roll with it. That'll give us what, 7 or 8 picks now in the first and second round next year. You know, we're going to be overloaded, which is not always a terrible thing.
My thing with Lawton is, if you can get it, then get it. But like, if it's not, if he's being projected at a first round pick, then you got to kind of swing for the fences.
Exactly.
But again, if I'm in the playoffs, I want Scott Lawton on our team in the playoffs. Scott Lawton's an absolute fucking baller when it comes down to it. For a first round, that's,
if it comes up, take it. If not, and the trade's
got to be worth it, though.
And the trade's not there to knock you off your chair when it comes across your desk, throw it in a trash can. Goodbye.
All right, well, we'll move on from that one then. This is a good one. The fan base is obsessed with Giroux and Zegras.
I hate this subject.
Rachel checks in. Who? Would you trade Lawton for anything less than a first? I would. I mean, it depends on what the return is. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
It's got to be. I mean, I wouldn't go past a third on the low end. But there's got to be some shit coming back, like, for sure. I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying. Other than just a, you know, if you're gonna trade me a third round pick, I'm going to want an able body younger guy to come in.
Kurt says Lawton's playing on our fourth line. Left, allowed trade him. Yeah, well, I mean, and he could be traded, but it's just, I don't know. You got to wait for that, because.
But see, that's the other thing that I see is you know, it's the same thing with Poehling too. Poehling started the season on the fourth line, and then he's jumped himself back and forth. Yep. Lawton's done the same thing. It's nice to have a flexible guy.
He's like a Swiss Army knife.
But that's what I'm saying. It's nice to have, a, you know, not only one, but two players that can jump between those lines and help you out on the power play and help you out on the PK.
Right.
I mean, power play is another subject we'll talk about.
But right.
The PK is the best the best I've seen in years. And the numbers prove it.
Colin checks in. Listen, I love Giroux. Love his time here. Wish he got a ring. But that's absolutely no reason to trade for him. So here's the thing. Oh, let's get into this. And maybe a little bit of Kookaburra. The bird of Australia, by the way.
Are you gonna throw the John Scott with the Zegras thing in here again?
No. I just don't. First off, Giroux is. I'm in an argument with a guy on Facebook or somewhere. I don't know where it is, but it's actually I know exactly where it is. I just saw it was the Giroux fan club Facebook page. Obviously, I didn't see where I was. You know, where we were fighting.
I'm sure I can't see if Wade's like
I'm gonna,
dying laughing.
Yeah, I'm gonna help him out real quick.
See the head shaking. There you go.
Actually, let me get this off here. Let's get this back up.
Giroux fan.
So one, Giroux is the guys argue with me. Oh, he has the pull to do this and the pull to do that. But when he was here, and I hit him with the Yandle thing of like Yandle did more for the team than Giroux did. And Giroux was supposed to be the guy of the city and this and that, the captain. Blah. Did you see Giroux's face when his boy got checked in the teeth last night?
Oh, with the clapper at the empty net. Uh-huh.
They showed Giroux like afterwards, and he was just like, "What the fuck am I doing?" Like, why? It literally looked like a why the fuck am I here?
It's just one of those.
Like, what are you going to do, Giroux? What are you going to do? You got Brady Tkachuk, and you got McEwen on the team that can, you know, whatever. Yeah. But that's what just happened. I also don't understand the big deal with that, too, either. Like, I get that it's an unspoken thing. But in my experience in life, it kind of sounds like, you know, the Maple Leafs were fucking just crybabies.
Nah, I would have taken this.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, I think I sent it to Wade. I don't know if I sent it to you either. The dude shot the puck, knocked the water bottle off the back of the neck, picked it up as he skated by.
That's and selling, it. Yeah.
Nah, dude, you're catching hands and losing your head.
He went right to the box, like, just like, whoop.
Yeah.
I would say that
as soon as I deck your head right off your shoulders, I'll gladly either go straight to my bench for my misconduct, for my game misconduct, yeah. Or I'll go serve my 2-10.
You get a game misconduct.
That's okay. It's worth it for me. I've done worse things for a game misconduct.
But so the Giroux thing is just what's he gonna do if he comes back? Like what's he gonna do? He's not gonna do anything.
Third line.
I can't say that he's a horrible player that he wouldn't perform, but it's just like, can we just stop? Like, can you just let the fucking guy go? Like
history past.
Like, let him retire. He's not even ready to do that yet. Like, he's not gonna. I don't know.
Was this that guy's argument on this fan page?
The fan page.
Bring him back and let him retire as a Flyer.
No. It was. We were talking about his pull. Like, basically him saying that, you know, where he wanted to go and such was no movement clause and all that. Just the whole thing in general. I've been arguing with the dude for like a week. Today I finally found out that it was in the Claude Giroux fan club. Like, I probably shouldn't have done that. Kurt says it happened on my men's league team. We would have done the same thing. And Chandler Kuzik chimes in. Love Torts. Have a great show, guys. I don't know. I don't want Zegras. I don't know what the whole fascination with Zegras is now too, that we want him on the team. I don't think anybody knowledgeable in the sport wants Zegras on our team.
The only reason why people are talking about it is because he's young and can put up points. They're thinking, NHL
Drysdale,
you know, 24 fucking whatever game that they're on now. You know, you put the top of the best players with TK, you know, it's going to work. But obviously the guy's more or less like a cancer in the fucking locker room.
Well, does he survive in the Metro? This is a different.
From the West Coast?
From the West Coast. This is a little different over here. I mean, if he was on the team, he'd absolutely be protected. That's for sure.
There will definitely be a learning curve.
But, yeah, he's.
I don't think he'd get away with doing the fucking Michigan.
Torch doesn't want him. And it's funny because did you see the car? What? Who was it that tried to do it?
Farabee.
Farabee tried to do it. And he was not happy about that. And he flat out said, "I."
Yeah. And he said he looked at the bench, and the first person to turn around was DK. And just
I shared that in one of our. It was either Flyers Talk or it was one of our like pages, and I said, "So this should put the rest all the Zegras lovers out there that want him to come. He doesn't want him." He kind of said it without saying it right there. Like, he doesn't want him.
Man,
when he did it, he was on pod saying that if he did that, he should be checked in the face. Like, that was when he did the Michigan torch, said that he should get knuckled up for doing.
Going to get targeted.
Yeah. So he doesn't want him. So I don't know. I don't know if I have to go to you guys about that, but I mean, that's just.
I'll just quickly.
Giroux and Zegras.
0-0. Not a chance.
Wade.
I mean, I'd be stupid to say no. I wouldn't want his talent. I just don't want the baggage that comes with it.
Yep.
That's fair. Everybody wants the numbers and the talent. If he wasn't such a freaking pariah, leech, pain in the ass, whatever you want to call it. Okay, that's fine. But also, isn't he coming off of ankle surgery?
Yeah, he's on IR.
He's probably going to ride this IR out, and unless if a playoff team takes him, but I don't think he's going to really want to come back this year.
Plus, he's got to come off IR because no one's going to take him hurt.
Yeah, I haven't looked to see what his projected timetable comeback is, but he's been on the shelf, 6 weeks now?
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, about that.
And they basically said it was going to be a 6 to 8 week.
Kurt says 0%.
Yeah. Or as I like to say, slim to none, and slim left with me a long time ago.
Is that fat joke?
I had nothing. Yeah, was that fat joke?
It absolutely was. All three of you, like a minute and a half to get that.
I was looking for a button to hit. But
Chris was looking at his phone and went.
I'm sitting here staring at my screen at Corey. I'm like, that's a fat joke.
I mean, I understand it's Sunday. Jesus Christ, boy.
I'm a little hung titty, I'm not going to say.
I'm
tired of hell, but
doing fucking trades and roster moves at 3 a.m.
3:45 in the morning.
I don't sleep, all right?
Yeah, I was awake.
I know you were awake. I saw your little green button was live. I was like, that motherfucker's up. Sneaky. Let's get into
typing sneaky in the fucking chat before you're doing anything.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom.
Listen, I was on it. Who got Uyghur on it?
Yeah, I know.
Who got
Uyghur? I was trying to go for more than Uyghur, but you know, I figured she's got to have something.
We won't even go into that shit.
There you go, Corey.
Hi, Kylie.
I didn't think about going for all three of her two-pointers that she's got left, but I just broke it down to Uyghur. I've been asking her all season for them.
Yeah. I had the league manager. Okay.
Yeah, we won't.
I have like the
we won't get into that. We won't get into that.
I have two fucking...
Oh, Forrester's out. Next subject. Let's go.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Forrester. Yeah, what do you get? Block a shot, got hurt. He left the game last night. So I personally think this is a good time to bring Allison up. I don't know if he's going to be out. No one knows if he's coming out for any extended period of time. So, but if he is out, I think it's time to bring Allison back up. You know, see what we got going on. He can't be in the box more than Lawton. He cannot be in the box more than Lawton. So
he can.
Thoughts, Corey? Well, he can, but I don't think he can.
I think it's more along the lines of, okay, Forrester blocked a shot. Maybe there's a little swelling or something like that. So you put him in the boot as a precautionary to keep the swelling down so you can get an x-ray, you know?
Yep.
That's just, you know, when you get swelling like that, the cardinal thing to do is you put him in a boot, keep the compression on it, keep the swelling down, and then the swelling dissipates or helps ease it. And then you can get your x-ray or your MRI and shit, get it done faster.
Wade Deadpool Allison.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, okay. Make sure it wasn't just me. Wade.
Wade,
you're a Deadpool insider. Do you get that? He has a Deadpool shirt on.
I mean, the guy who.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wade.
That's his actual name.
No, it's not.
Well, Wade is.
Wade is, yeah. Wade Wilson.
Yeah, Wade Wilson.
Yeah.
And there's a Wade here with a Deadpool shirt on.
He's a WW.
Hold on. All right, this is getting fucking weird.
Yeah, we want a comic book
now. Chris, what'd you put in my food? What's going on here?
Oh, let's not that.
Why is your shirt moving?
Buddy. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know, Jesse. Remember, we had that conversation about the other night. Yeah, way to go.
We're redoing the episode.
Out of body experiences.
We're redoing that episode, by the way. That got I'm not erasing the video, though. I'm definitely.
Yeah, you got to keep it for whenever we do a Patreon, you got to have that on there.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Jesus.
My God.
Man, damn.
On this final destination yourself with the fucking end of that. Right through the alley.
Oh, my God.
Get that fucking thing out of here. Okay, so moving on to Peterson. Is Peterson good? What's going on? Obviously, I'm going to say no, but I think if you played Ersin last night, they wouldn't have scored a single goal.
Look, to be honest with you, the second one, it was a deflection. There was quite a few guys in the screen there. I'll give you that much. The first one, yeah, probably should have had.
I heard a lot of people like that dude. What was it? Roger Wilson? I don't know his fucking name, dude. I think that's the guy. They gotta play Peterson at some point. I mean, no, we fucking don't. I would have played Ersin. Yeah, Ersin got was part of three wins this week. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Cracking or struggling. So I mean, I would have played Ersin. I don't know. Wade, thoughts on Peterson?
He still has yet to live up to $5 million, but I mean, that was already in the trade, you know, so we had nothing to do with that part. But I think he's all right. Good is pushing it. I think he's all right. He's good for a backup for now there.
Well, he's here.
He's here.
It sucks that we hear.
He's better than Sandstrom.
He is better than Sandstrom. I will say that for sure. Kurt says, how about Mark Messier saying Peterson looked like Bernie Perron last night? Laughed my ass off. Yeah, that was a little.
Another one that I'm going to say, don't stop drinking the bong water.
Yeah, it's.
I'm just, pretty sure it's one of the bong just, water that he's drinking.
Probably not. Everclear. Yeah, baby.
Straight out, I know he's not Mr. Clean Bottle.
Yep. But with that, now we're good. Let's get into the games. So I'm definitely going to do that back the other way around next week. That was kind of fucking I don't know what I'm thinking. So
is what it is.
You're not.
So we played the I'm not.
So I said it is what.
So we beat the Panthers 2-1. Got Konechny scoring in the second, assisted by Farabee and Walker, and then unassisted was Cates in the third. Winning regulation was nice. Gets these guys. I have a newfound hatred for Brady Tkachuk. Is it Brady? No.
Brady or Matt?
Matt. I fucking don't.
That's on Florida.
I don't like Matt. I don't like Matthew Tkachuk.
I don't like either one of them.
Him and the whole him and TK thing. I mean, I know they call them the rats or whatever, but I just don't fucking like them. I wish they would have fought because I'm pretty sure TK would have taken fucking Matthew Tkachuk. I would have paid to see that. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Any thoughts on this game? I know it was one that this whole week was kind of like, I think we gave it like a 2-1 rating last week. We were going to win two and lose one. And
I think we were all like a 2-2.
We all agreed. Yeah. Once.
I believe right. Everybody had a different game of the week, though, for us.
Yes.
Mine was. I think, Wade, you were Florida?
Florida. And just I was because they all won
the games of the week.
Yeah.
I was last night's game. That's the one I wanted to watch.
So we were all different games, and guess what? All three of them were freaking W. So guess what? I'm cool with that.
Yep. Tommy says if Peterson was good, we wouldn't be talking about Copley and here, Gibson. And Rachel says TK is a beast. Yeah, he's a big fan of TK.
Well, I would still bang the drum for getting Gibson, regardless. Yeah. I wanted Gibson 5 years ago. So,
yeah. So that's looking. That was a good win against Florida, which I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if it's Stolarz was in net. That was nice to kind of, you know.
Stoli played a good game.
He did.
Stoli played a good game. I'm not going to take that away from him.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I definitely looked at him in fantasy, but then realized I don't do goalies anymore. So I'm not. I got to back up for New York, and that's where I'm staying.
But like I said, Stoli did good against the Flyers. You know, I'm not taking that away.
Than I thought he was going to.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, I remember when we traded him to Anaheim 4 years ago.
I think it was Vancouver. He went to Vancouver. First
was it Vancouver,
and then he went to Anaheim, and he was that he's been there for a while. Him and
he did pretty good for Anaheim
guy. Yeah, and then he wasn't too good for Vancouver. I don't think he got a lot of playing time.
He's
got Thatcher Demko there, so I mean, you're not going to get a lot of playing time anyway.
Yeah, and then surprisingly enough, Joey DeCord, he
wasn't bad either.
Oh, if you look at his numbers are up there too.
Is it who's
he's one of the top point getters for goalies in fantasy.
Is he the starter for Seattle?
I believe so. That's a West Coast type deal. Yeah, I don't really focus too much on.
I let the other podcast take care of this.
But I mean, I looked at him, you know, just touching on it in fantasy. Yo, he's 109 points as a goalie in fantasy.
It's not bad.
No, he's not. That's there.
So moving on to the Jets game. Chris, were you at this game too? You didn't get this game. Okay. So we beat them 4-1. This is another, you know, big deal because it's, you know, one of the best teams in the league right now. And I mean,
another playoff team.
We
beat them earlier this year.
Urson had a shutout against them earlier in the year. And that was in Winnipeg, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
I don't know if we play them again, but we definitely have their number so far. We beat them 4-1. And as of that game, was it Forrester? I look at it's following me. Forrester scores in the first, assisted by Paling and Cates. TK assisted by Morgan Frost and Walker. Frost assisted by Tippett and TK. Then in the second, we get Ryan Paling scores unassisted. And there's a shorthanded goal.
I know he's got 7 goals on the season, but I think that was his 3rd or 4th shorthand goal of the year.
You know what was
not bad for a guy who started the year on 4th line. I'm just going to say that.
You know what bothered me right off the bat with this game was that they didn't play Connor Hellebuck.
Yeah.
And when that happens, I'm like, I take so much offense to that.
Oh, they think it's, you know, we'll throw the backup
that's
in.
What I hate that. That's fucking
that's so, a slap in the face.
So offensive. And then we shoved it right up their hoop. So,
fine by me.
Yeah, Urson's save percentage in that game was .966.
Ooh, wow. That's right. He only had one goal.
Yeah. Still not taking it for fantasy.
Which was, I think their goal was under like 3 minutes left or 5 minutes left or something.
It was in the third period.
Yeah, it was more towards the end of the third period. I know
it was
3 or 5 minutes left or something.
14:48. It was Connor, assisted by Scheifele and Morris.
14:48. Yeah. So, all right. It was pretty close.
Thoughts on this game against the Jets? I honestly am surprised that we've taken them both times in the series.
We laid it on real thick in the first period, and then unfortunately, we just kind of felt like we just hung back.
Yeah, I don't know what I thought we were gonna lose. I hate playing the Jets because they're always they're a sneaky team, but they're not. They're top tier. I really struggle with the fact that I thought it was a stupid move on them not playing Hellebuck, but I thought we played Hellebuck the first time.
We beat him.
Beat him shut out. So, Wade, any thoughts on the game against the Jets?
Going back to the Paling. He has 3 shorthanded goals this year.
Okay.
Out of the 7.
I thought it was 3 or 4.
Right.
So I wanted to look into half that. Of his goals are all shorty. I like it.
Yeah. Exactly. Another guy that
interesting. That's what I said. A guy who started the season on the 4th line now.
Right. And this is another guy that other teams will right. And playoff teams will come calling for a player like this. You know, kill penalties, doesn't take a whole lot of penalties. And obviously he's put the puck in the net with being shorthanded. And the Flyers lead the league so far this year with 12 shorthanded goals.
12.
So Paling's got a quarter of our shorthanded goals for the season. Not bad at all. Very much so, more than well worth his contract.
Yep. I pay $3 million for that.
Yeah, right?
Isn't that what he's making?
Yeah,
$3 million roughly.
Kurt says back to back games with a shorty dude's fast as fuck. Let's move on to last night's game against the Kraken. 3-2, we win. In the first, you got Scott Laughton. Assisted by Morgan Frost and York. Then you got Paling, another shorthanded goal, assisted by Sealer and Hathaway. In the third, you get Couturier, assisted by TK and Sanheim. On paper, it wasn't a good game for Cal Peterson, by the way. Save percentage is .895.
Well, he only faced, 18 shots?
Let's see. He's 20. 19. Sorry.
19? Okay. Yeah. That's pretty close.
Decord had 37 saves and 3 goals against. 921, though.
Like I said, the guy's he's a goalie, man. You know, he recorded the shutout on the New Year's game outdoors for Seattle. First one in outdoors history. So, I mean, hey, good for him. He's, like I said, he's impressive. It's just unfortunately he doesn't have a very good team in front of him.
Yeah, which is weird because they were so – I had Maddie – I know we talk about fantasy a lot. I had Maddie Beniers last year. It was an absolute fucking stud in fantasy. This year I got him out in the draft. Absolute shit. Dude was like 0.8 for like 3/4 of the season or half of the season. Okay. So that's what we got. Let's move on to Gritty Look Ahead. I'm starting to get a little long here in the tooth, but let's get on Gritty Look Ahead. All right, Gritty Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky orders. And any orders over $50 gets you free shipping. I just got some. Corey just got some. Did you get it yet?
I did not get it yet, but I was really looking forward to having it for this weekend at work. But
yeah.
I have not received it, but I'm optimistic. I think it should have already shipped by now.
Yeah, it probably did. They sent me the good emails and text and all that shit. So this week we got tomorrow we got Coyotes at 7:00 at the Wells Fargo Center. Then we got Thursday, we got the Maple Leafs. Now I'm very interested in that game. Playoffs if and when they do happen, you gotta start looking at these teams who we're gonna go up against first in the first round if we do get in the playoffs. As of right now, we're getting in. So I don't want to leave the first round. But at least get a little deeper in there. But they always seem to have a problem with the fucking Maple Leafs. So that's going to be a good game to watch. And then on Saturday we have the Stadium Series. A little sour taste in our mouth about that.
I'm butthurt.
We're smarter than the average bear, so we flipped it. Now we're going to be live at Sterling Pig Brewery and Media. So, jokes on you. We'll be getting there around 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock. We will be doing game time coverage. They do have a little area for us to do that. It's going to be a watch party slash live. They have a bar downstairs. They got food inside, you know, do it up. We're going to be doing our thing there. So everybody come out. There's a Facebook group. Make sure you don't have to tell us if you're coming, cause it doesn't really matter. But you know, it's a media, it's got a good location. Come on out.
Food's good.
Yeah, food's very good. I'm really looking forward to that pizza we had last time.
I'm going to get it this time because I've never eaten there. So,
well, between me and Chris, you really did not have a chance for getting a slice.
Well, I can alter the perception a little bit. I got to eat because I usually don't eat while I'm out there doing the deed. But we'll be doing live. So, I mean, it's going to be a good time. Make sure you guys come out. So that's the other game. Those are the games of the week. So let's get into weekly picks and see what games you guys want to pay attention to. All right. Weekly picks are brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to your go on your phone, go to your app store and find SeatGeek. Download that bad boy if you don't already have it. Use promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. And like I said, work that system, get going, and use a couple emails and just be the smart guy. Wade, game of the week. Which one are you paying attention to the most? You can't pick the Stadium Series.
Well, it's not just that. Everybody's going to glance over the Flyers and Coyotes because Coyotes for years been dog shit. And this year they're actually playing pretty fucking good. They're letting the kids fucking roll the lines. So I would say the Coyotes.
I like that. What do you got? Kurt, if you're out there, give us yours too. Corey, what do you got?
I'll go Coyotes again. You know, I think it's a team that, you know, I saw them last night in their standings and stuff like that. They're not as much of, you know, the bottom of the trash can as people are projected them to be. And that's kind of like that. It's a good deal for them. I've never liked Toronto anyway, so. But I go with Wade on that one. Let's see
here. Yeah, they're at the bottom of their standings. So.
Yeah, but they were projected like 20 wins all season.
No, they could turn it around.
Yeah, they're like
wild
I said,
card wise,
they're not as trash can as people said they were going to be.
Well, they're pretty trash canning, but
they're in it, but they're not the bottom. They're not terrible.
They're not the no.
No.
No, that would be Chicago still. 31 points.
They have 31 points.
31 points. 14, 35, and 3. Arizona is 23, 23, and 4 with 50 points.
And Bedard's only been out.
And the wild card, the wild card is 56 points with St. Louis right now. So there's 6 points out of the wild card.
It's not
could happen.
It's not impossible. 6 points.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the Toronto game only because, like I said, that's gonna be the one. I'm not ever worried about Jersey. I fucking hate Jersey. So. That'll be a good game to watch, but just because it's a Stadium Series. But I'm going to go with the Toronto game because it's going to be the one that you really need to look at in the playoffs. I don't see very many teams, you know. Toronto's the one you have to look at the most because they could turn the Jets on anytime they want. Mm-hmm. But I do think that that's an old way of looking at it, and I think that this team has the capability of keeping up with them. You just have to. You got to shut down Matthews, and you got to shut down Marner.
Marner's Matthews.
You let you played DeLaurier. You let him go toe-to-toe with Reeves because they're playing Reeves again. So,
oh, is he actually going to be in the lineup now?
He was in the lineup the other night. So,
I think he got a goal the other night.
Rita. He got a goal when he came back. He had a goal when they brought him back the night. Kurt says Leafs. I say Leafs, yep. Hate their fans, he says, as well. And Tommy says, yeah, I'm going to go with Kurt with the Leafs. Yeah, I'm just looking at the playoffs at this point. I do think all the games are going to be good this week. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody should launch on the Coyotes for sure.
No.
But yeah, they're all going to be good. Going to watch them all. So that works out. Everybody wins this week. So let's move on to more on of the week. And I want everybody to pay attention to this, because this is a very maniacal one.
I honestly think this is the first week I have not seen the moron of the week yet.
Get ready.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
So moron of the week is brought to you by Sterling Pig Brewery at Amedia. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Check out their operation over there. I will say this, and we are going to start making commercials soon. I'm the biggest fan of Sterling Pig, and I know I'm not the only one in the room when it comes to the winter beers. Big deals.
I had one last night.
You did. That was a very shocking one. I didn't know you still had some.
This is my last one.
That's okay.
And honestly, it was in the beer drawer.
Yeah.
And I was going through them because I had my bizzies and everything else in there. I had biz, and unfortunately had a couple other beers in there that I actually used to enjoy, but I actually poured out without drinking.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
Did I alter it? I didn't alter that yet, I don't think.
But I did it. But then I saw it in the bottom, which, by the way, you ready for this one? Still have my Sterling Pig Growler in the fridge from when I brought
Oh, really?
Yep, still have it.
You haven't cracked it?
No.
Wow.
And that was
Is that the New Providence Porter?
Yep.
I destroyed that myself.
Jesse's like, I'm gonna fight you for that.
Scott still has a from the Chamonix Creek Marley's Chains.
Okay.
That was by far one of the best beers I've ever had. It's a $25 wine bottle of beer. Let me fucking tell you something.
Can we not do wine bottles of beer? Remember the last time we had a wine bottle that was beer?
Which one was that?
It took us 20 minutes to open the fucking thing.
Was that it?
That was a Sterling Pig one.
Oh, yeah. I don't really remember.
It was a terrible idea. Chris.
I remember that one.
Chris, okay. You and I had what? The Baltimore Pike one when we were there.
Rachel remembers Marley's Chains. It's amazing. I hope Neshaminy Creek does it again, because I will 100% go buy it. Go drop $50 on two bottles of that. No problem. All right, so this moron of the week. I'm very interested in everybody's opinion on this, and I may actually let some people off their leashes. Not that anybody's on one, but check this out.
Ah, shit.
So at Fake Hockey Team, so this is a very interesting profile. When Tony D'Angelo was on the team, this chick like made it her absolute mission to get him canceled. I haven't seen it lately. It's rough. So for the people on the podcast end, it's a Twitter page, Victoria, and her thing is at Fake Hockey Team. In conclusion, I don't like Poehling or his contract. I don't want to trade Lawton. I don't think TK should be captain. I am extremely skeptical of any first-round pick. I don't like Torts. I don't trust Briere. The 90s jerseys were ugly. I prefer the one big logo. So, Wade, do you want to go first?
I mean, how can you be skeptical? Yeah. How could you be skeptical of any first-round pick when 99% of the NHL players are
Kurt.
For the podcast, then Kurt chimes in. See you next Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday.
I'm trying to make a case for putting a C on TK could ruin him. Look at Giroux.
Tommy.
Come on, you can't just laugh about it. You guys got to bring it up and talk about it for the people on the podcast then.
The people on the podcast then. Thomas J. McGuire.
Called out the government name.
chimes in. She probably likes Carter Hart post-sexual assault too.
Which, by the way, I did share the other...
That's not gonna age well.
That one's gonna
it's not gonna age well. All right. Wade, yeah, make your case for
Like I was saying, putting a C on TK could kind of ruin him. Because if you look at Giroux, as soon as he got the letter, he was still good, but he wasn't as good as he was before the C.
Yep.
Can you pull up her bullshit again? I want to see what else that was there.
Pull up her bullshit. I like that. That's pretty good.
I mean, obviously, she's a fucking psycho if she's still wearing a mask going to games in her profile pic.
I'm glad he can see that because I can't.
And I think she's trying to troll people by saying, I don't like the 90s jerseys were ugly because almost every Flyer fan loves those jerseys.
Maybe she's wearing a mask because she smells her own bullshit.
Maybe, and she likes it.
Oh, turd.
I don't want to trade Lawton. Okay. I mean,
that's not a matter of opinion, I guess.
Yeah, we don't want to trade him, but if the offer's there and it's really fucking good, yeah, might want to do that. The whole not trusting Danny Briere, I can understand because this is his first full year as GM, where the last 2 years, I think it was, he was riding shotgun with Fletcher.
You skipped torch there, pal.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm just bouncing up and down. Yeah. And if you don't like torch, then you don't like real fucking hockey. That's the way he is. That's the way he should be. That's the way I think when my son goes to play hockey, I hope he has a coach like that. You're being held responsible every fucking little, every little, what's that?
Yeah, I said, yeah.
Oh. Anyway, I don't know where I was going.
Well, I mean, I'm not shocked by her, by this from her whatsoever. It's just, and honestly, Corey, you got anything?
I'm Red Foreman from that 70s show. Dumbass.
Yep.
It's I can't go anywhere else with it. I mean, if you break them down. I mean, if you break them down one by one, I mean,
yeah,
nobody liked the one big logo. Nobody did, because that one big logo at center ice was the Chuck Fletcher era, which Flyers fans want to forget.
Oh, is that what she's talking about? I thought she was talking about the jerseys.
That
makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
That's more along the lines of what I'm thinking. But that's more along the lines. The one big logo at center ice now is on both sides of the red.
One the dog shit on.
Yeah. I think that's what she was referring to. But nobody liked that because it reminds Flyers fans of the Chuck Fletcher era, which we all want to forget.
It was the first thing it changed.
Yeah. We all want to forget that because that's when the Flyers went from a blue collar team to being owned by
corporate,
you know, and run by corporates, and that's not the way that's not the way Philadelphia Flyers should be run. Don't trust Briere.
He hasn't given you a reason to not trust him.
He's still in his rookie year as a GM, and like I said to the one guy earlier on Flyers Talk, talking about, you know, this, that, and the other, and I said, well, you got to remember, I said, Briere has taken this team 10 times better than Fletcher did in a third of the time.
Right.
So you got to give him, a little bit of room. You can't just, all-star break. Oh, I don't like him. Nobody gives a shit what this lady thinks. Cause she needs to be wearing a helmet.
I think she may actually be old enough to drink. This is a girl. This is a kid. Not
well,
a kid.
Her
but
parents did a lot of younger drugs when she was, you know, conceived.
Very true. Very true.
That's not fair. We're from Delco and we're fine.
I got out.
A little bit. You came back.
I did come back. So my thing here, Kurt said, you never go full.
I can't say that.
Well, you can quote the movie. You can quote the movie.
I'm okay. I'm good.
Such a bad movie, too.
It's an awesome movie.
My thing here is that this is literally a post just to complain about. So you don't like the Paling. She doesn't like Paling those contracts. They got one of the guys that's actually busting his ass. You give him a contract. He's busting his ass. You don't like him. That just shows how ignorant you are about everything. You don't want to trade Lawton. Okay, I get it. He's a person that's in the team with the city. You know, he's a Flyers player. I get it. That's fine. I don't think TK should wear the captain. She doesn't have the thought process to think about, oh, if we put the C on his chest, he's going to play like Giroux, because she's probably a Giroux lover. So that's just to be a dickhead. That's a dickhead statement. The one guy that's literally fucking like doing everything on the ice.
Earned it.
Who is earning it 100%. You know, we don't want him to have the captain. So, okay, that's fine, too. That's a matter of opinion, but it's stupid. I'm extremely skeptical of any first round pick. That I'm not even going to entertain that, because I know that you have. That's just fucking stupid. That's a bad one. You don't like Torts. Yeah, you're a female. You don't like Torts. I got it. I don't like the 90s jerseys are ugly, because you're probably born in like 2005. So, of course, you don't like anything from the past. And I prefer the big logo. And that's cool. This may actually be as bad as the one comment when the chick said that. That one reporter said that the kids should be able to choose where they pick to go with the draft. Shit like this is what's wrong with like the entire world. And I'm going to say this. I'm not going to call anyone the R word or anything like that. But this is why people should literally have licenses to live.
If I remember,
this is fucking ridiculous, dude.
If I remember correctly, with the one woman that said something about,
please, you know, don't procreate, like.
The one woman that said something about kids should pick where they're drafted.
Yeah.
I believe it was Jess that said something along the lines of, this is why women get disrespected or something mm-hmm. in the hockey community.
Yep.
And people like that, not people like Jess, but people like that are the problem.
It's basically just complaining to complain. And this girl's profile is an absolute cancel culture profile. And you can do whatever you want. I'm not saying anything. Am I calling you an idiot? Yes, that's fine. I'm sure it's not the first time you've been called an idiot, especially the way
you're calling her a moron.
I am calling you a moron. I'll give you moron. Okay, moron. You're the moron of the week. It just doesn't make sense.
You get an award too for being a moron of the week.
Might be moron of the year. Her and that other reporter are going toe-to-toe, because that was this is a bad one too, because it's just
our boy Leo was a multiple, though.
Leo's disappeared. We have silenced Leo.
he probably blocked you guys. I should probably keep an eye out
He sent me a friend request on Facebook.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yes, he did. To add you and then to block you, probably.
He says I accepted it.
I hope so. I think Leo Donahue's Frankie James. I'll be honest with you.
Probably is.
I think so. I think that's who that is. But anyway, yeah, it's just keep going, though, because you're giving us content. I love it. And I know she gets a hold of this show. She's going to try to cancel things or whatever. She's vicious. So I'll give her that. We'll see. I'm a little tired. It's the end of the hockey season. It's getting there. So I don't know if I'm
willing
to go toe to toe, but
I will.
Cool, I will.
Halfway through.
Tired.
Look, we're 50 plus games into the season already.
We want a beat of the week. All right, beat of the week's brought to you by Bright Path Brewing. Go to www.brightpathbrewing.com. Check out what Alex and Dylan are doing up on the mountain. You get a good operation up there. Check out their beers if you're up in the Jim Thorpe region. Wade, beat of the week. You got any? We got
TK number one.
Yeah, Kurt, give yours too.
Paling would be my number two.
I think it's Paling.
I don't have a third per se, because I would just like to say the Flyers defensive as a core.
Yep. Okay. Corey, what do you got?
Obviously, I'm going TK. I'm gonna pull a far-fetched one. Sealer. Man is a blocking machine. A third, which is, I think, another far-fetch. Garnet Hathaway was in everything last night. He was in everything. He was skating. He was, you know, throwing hits around.
Do you guys hear banging?
It's upstairs.
You heard it though?
Yeah, it's.
What was it?
Crying upstairs.
Yeah, did you hear banging?
Oh, banging?
Yeah.
No.
Lynn says she hears banging.
Like somebody knocking on a door banging? Like,
nah, my thing would go off if there was someone on the front porch.
Oh.
All right, keep going. My bad.
Shit. Where was that? Hathaway. I think Hathaway's a good pick. Like I said, he was everywhere last night. I'll go with those three. That was a good one.
It sounds like our HVAC is not even on.
It's not even on.
Anyway. I'm gonna give it to TK. Let's roll through this real quick. TK's my guy. Kurt says TK Frost impaling.
Nice.
Let's move on to dust up. I got, obviously you guys probably know what that's gonna be. So we want to all right, so Dust Up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN15 for 15% off your beard oil, soap, shaving oil, car fresheners, hats, and much more. American made and always will be. We support our armed forces here in Old City Sports Network. Corey's got a hat on. I got a hat on. And here you go.
Necessarily like this, but TK's not going to back down in Neil Pionk.
I think this is a good opponent for him. Two middleweights here. Konechny didn't like the way he was defended. He right away went after Pionk.
They twist and turn. That is a right for Konechny. Down goes Pionk. The crowd kind of likes that. As Konechny lands on top of the Winnipeg defenseman. 8th career fighting major for Travis Konechny.
Yeah, so Jesse went upstairs to address a certain issue. And Pionk's a decent sized guy. He really is. You know, TK getting the Gordie Howe in the first period. I like it. In what, like 4 or 5 minutes of ice time in the first period?
Right.
Not a terrible thing. The other thing I have to say is I like that. I will call that a win. I will call that a win for TK. I will definitely call that a win. You kind of ragdolled him there at the end. I'll give you that one too. Standing over top of the guy after you've slightly done that, that's a TK move. It's a TK move. It really is.
Right.
I
love this.
Oh yeah. Oh Wade. We you and I played hockey. We remember it. But I was all for it, you know. I'm just more along the lines of really kind of hoping now that Nicky D does play. What is that, Wednesday against Toronto? Mm-hmm. I want to see him. Well, him and Reeves have a history anyway.
Right.
They have a history, so I would be all for that.
Well, even if Reeves tries to not say dodge that fight, even if he tries to take runs at our defense, you got Nick Sealer back there that's not afraid to drop him. You know, so
correct.
We definitely got, you know,
and you still got Hathaway.
I mean, Ristolainen, and he has a mean streak. He doesn't, you know, get enough credit for it, but I mean, he normally gets called for penalties usually when he lays the lumber down. But you know, we got some most snarl.
Yeah, I would just really like to see Risto kind of be just a little bit more pissed off. Oh,
we got a guest.
Was that crawling in your HVAC unit?
What did you say?
He said, was that crawling in your HVAC unit?
I found what the problem. Oh, Jesus. Ben, get upstairs. Where are you guys at? You just talk about TK fight.
Yeah, we were talking TK about fight. You know, yeah, we did the TK fight with the Gordie Howe, and then you know potentially Wednesday, even if D'Lo doesn't come up, you still have Sealer, you still have Risto, you still have Hathaway going against Reeves, and Delorier and Reeves have a history of
they go at
throwing
it.
Knucks at each other anyway.
You can say hi now. Okay. Yeah, hopefully that's what happens. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. That's my game of the week too. So I mean, I hope something happens. Hopefully it's they got. You guys probably talked about the history with like TK Matthews and what happened with Giordano. Or
we never touched on that.
We didn't touch that.
We were still dusting.
Hopefully that. Well, I'm saying you know TK fighting. Hopefully that mulls over into this game too, because it's gonna be a good one. And if they do play in the playoffs, it'll be awesome playoff hockey. So I mean.
Any time to knock Toronto out is I'm okay with.
Right. Yeah, love the Knuckles. Love the fights.
Is Giordano even playing this year?
I don't know. I haven't heard
anything, so he might be a seventh defenseman, you know what I mean? So I mean, it's not important. You guys don't have to
Yeah, I'm not. All right, let's get the final thought. What do you guys got, Wade? You got anything extravagant for a final thought?
Extravagant? Not really. Yep. I still didn't get the permission yet to plug my buddy out in Coatesville at his VFW yet. He doesn't have anything yet going on, but he's trying to get his members back up out there, or even just you know more customers. So if you're in the Chester County area, Coatesville area, check out the Coatesville VFW. Look for John A. Talk shit on his Niners. Hopefully they lose tonight.
Just waiting for him to come back. He's going through some stuff. So I talked to him, but we're just stuff with him. It'll be a good time. You don't have to force me to go to Chester County. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. I have family in Coatesville.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Right there at the back half of Coatesville High School and Middle School, right there by Brandywine Hospital.
Oh, okay.
All right. I know that. I've done a couple of things out there.
I'm sure of it.
The final thoughts.
Don't drink the bomb water.
Stop drinking the bomb water.
Stop drinking it. Put your helmet back on a hockey team or whatever you're. Yeah. You know. That's my way of saying don't go full.
Yep. Bedard. Don't go full Bedard.
Don't go full Bedard. Okay.
There you go.
That's not fair. By the way, Giordano is listed day to day, projected to return tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
He's only got 25 games played.
And with that being said, that was episode 17 of season 6 of Flyers Alley. And we'll see you guys next weekend at the Southern Pig Brewery watch party
on Saturday.